inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we perform a little greenhouse management and maintenance, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So how's your greenhouse doing this spring?
It is thriving. I got the cucumbers in late, but they are now climbing up the strings, and so I'm keeping them off the ground. There is plastic mulch on the soil in my greenhouse where I've got beds that the plants, tomatoes and cucumbers, are planted in. So they are thriving every day. Well, I leave the doors of my greenhouse open, wide open all day and all night long. And yesterday, 55 degrees for a low and 100 degrees for a high, with the doors wide open.
Why do you do that?
Ventilation. I've talked to a whole bunch of folks who commented over the weekend, and gee, this is a pretty nice dry greenhouse, not like mine. It's damp and moldy and all that. That is exactly the reason why. And again, I'm careful in my watering, so I'm not keep doing too much watering, because these plants are tolerant. And again, having beds in the greenhouse allows me to do more of that rather than having growing plants in pots, which by this time of year probably need watering every day if you're even growing a tomato in a 5-gallon pot and hitting 100 degrees. That ventilation helps a lot in keeping disease down, and so then allows me to be more comfortable. The plants are more comfortable in there when I'm out there tickling and pruning the tomatoes.
Oh, and what other things should we be doing with the greenhouse, cleaning up debris and that sort of stuff?
Always keep it clean. Anytime you see yellowing leaves, pinch them off, get them out of the greenhouse so that you don't have an easy place for fungus to grow. Because it is fungus spores are in the air, in the soil, and underneath the tomatoes, too, I've got them planted through red plastic mulch, which benefits the tomatoes and keeps the moisture in the soil rather than evaporating up into the air.
Ah,
so
okay.
It's all aimed for keeping things dry. So I've got lots of little green tomatoes at this point, and very hopeful. Maybe not going to make 4th of July, though.
And which branches or which leaves should we be pinching off of the tomatoes, and why should we be doing it?
Pruning tomatoes to push the growth up, and so for the indeterminate, those kind of tomatoes which grow and grow and grow, potentially mine will hit 6 to 8 feet tall eventually. Those plants, just prune them to a single stem, because otherwise there are little buds will sprout at every leaf node and would give you 10 stems, basically, or more on a large plant. Again, this helps in keeping the plants more open for ventilation, and there will be usually about every third leaf or fourth leaf a flower stem comes off. So you want just that number of flower stems on one single stem of tomato. The determinate varieties that only grow to be so tall, those can be thinned. You'll let those grow to have 4 or 5 stems, and in probably a cage where those tall ones of mine, again, have strings and hooks to support them. So again, pinching those off pushes the energy into fewer stems, so that we hope to have more nice tomatoes and the tomatoes ripen.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the tips.
You're welcome, and make sure to tickle the tomatoes to make them pollinate.
Master Gardener Ed Byarski with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.
Someone warm them from below till the rains come tumbling.